This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, it's a fun broadcast. It's always fun broadcasting with Mike Ma. NoStressMike.com. So, Mike, our son bought an old Chevy Trailblazer. And it had a bad transmission, and he got it for very little money, and he's going to fix it up. And so it had a battery in it, and we towed this thing home and put it in the yard. Mrs. Fennelli calls them lawn ornaments. And so we were going to move it to work on it, and so our son closed the door, and we're going to hook it up to a tow strap to tow it from one part of the yard to another so we could work on it on the concrete pad. And he closed the door and he heard what sounded like the door's locking. And the door's locked automatically. All the doors locked. And so he put the key in the door and it wouldn't open the door. So he went around to the back hatch. There is no back hatch, you know, key location. So you can't unlock it from the back hatch. You can't unlock it from the passenger door either. So this thing locked itself. Okay? It did. So I called the dealer. I figured they would have, you know, some machine if we could get this thing on a tow dolly or a trailer, bring it to the dealer, and dealer could press a magic wand, you know, a button on the magic wand and unlock the doors. No. So the dealer said, call the cops. Call the cops and, you know, they can unlock it. And I said, so they've got, you know, some kind of a magic button? No, they've got one of those things that they jam in the door and they unlock it mechanically. You know, like a burglar would. Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's legal. It's legal for cops to break into cars.
Hmm. Okay.
So we're going to talk about car theft. So I just wanted to share that with you. So the dealer told me to call the cops. I said, no, I'm not calling the cops. The last thing I want to do is have the cops on my property for any reason, let alone helping me get in my car. Or our car. Or this car.
Well, where I was going with the auto theft is the idea of when bad things happen, there's going to be times when you're going to have to either like a vehicle, get a vehicle. You might have to get inside somebody's home because people might have left their house and they're going someplace else. And so you're breaking and entering and all this stuff. But what I've always said is you never take something without giving something in return. And it's the same thing. If it's at all possible, I can talk to you and I need a vehicle, I would rather work a deal with you on your vehicle than to steal it. Or same thing, I need food, I'd rather work a deal with you. But when you're going into somebody's house and they've left it, what I do, now this is what I would do, and I've done it before, and this is my MO, I will leave a note and with my name and say what I did. You know, I got some food or, you know, whatever it was that I did. And I'd leave a note with it. And I would leave something in exchange. You know, we talked about gold and silver. This would be one of these times that I would leave something. And the reason is you may get down the road and then something happens, the bridge is out, or mechanical problems, or sickness, or whatever, you may have to return. And now, when you return, the people came home, and now you're coming back. So it's not a good thing. But if you've left something, and you've left your name and note and all this stuff, it's a whole lot easier to go back. And just taking something, ransacking somebody's house, no, you don't do that kind of stuff. In the movies, they show all that stuff. In real life, they do a lot of that. But you shouldn't do that. It is somebody's home, and they may be just out for a minute, or like I say, they may have went on down the road. But you don't want to burn the bridges behind you. I've done the same thing when I was on motorcycle traveling. I'm nice to everybody because I might get 100 yards down the road and my motorcycle will break. And then I got to push it back to these people again. So you're always nice to people and open to them. And on your car, that's what they did. You just used a Slim Jim on it when you got into your car?
We didn't have a Slim Jim. Well, we didn't have a Slim Jim. And here's what we did. Mm-hmm. So we pried, it took two of us, we pried the top of the door frame above the window outward, away from the rubber seal. Okay, and then we had a fiberglass rod that we use on the farm for lots of things. Like if we're going to pour concrete, we want to put the corners in. We have these small fiberglass rods, probably the diameter of a pencil to indicate the outline of what we're going to pour concrete. So we have about four of them. And so it was rigid but yet small, maybe three and a half feet long. And we put that in through the door frame, the window frame that we pulled outward. We didn't bend it permanently, but we moved it outward enough to get this fiberglass rod in. And we were able to mechanically hit the lock switch, but that didn't work. So then we fabricated what would be considered maybe two twisted coat hanger wires, semi-flexible but semi-rigid steel, and we put a little hook on the end and we put that in, and we mechanically released the lock that you would release with your finger underneath the door handle inside the vehicle. That's how we got it open. So it wasn't a Slim Jim because we didn't have one, and the Slim Jim is what the cops use to open doors. But we didn't have one, so we did a harder way. But, yeah, we did it mechanically, yes.
Yeah, remember in the old days, it was easy because they had that little push button, and you could just use your baling wire and just hook it and pull it up. Yeah.
Right.
But you didn't have that type of a lock.
So right, and the locks
really
that are like that.
What's that?
Well, you know, those vehicles that do have a similar lock, they used to have like a fluted end, like maybe like a bugle. And it would be easy to grab with your, you know, two fingers, your thumb and a finger, and lift that latch or that lock that would pop up and push down. It was easy to do that with a coat hanger. Mm-hmm. But they replaced those with anti-theft kinds of locks that are really hard to manipulate, right?
Yes, yeah. Well,
so we had
really
to fabricate
good.
A tool. Mm-hmm. We had to make a tool to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm not too keen on breaking out the windows on that stuff, even in, emergency situations, you know, like that, because the same thing, it's somebody's vehicle. And they may have parked it, and if they see you over there, well, I'll put it this way. If I had my car and it's parked there and you think you're going to come up there and break the window and do something with it, you're probably going to pay for it. But if you start up there, we can talk. But there won't be no talking if you break my window. So that's what I'm saying. You got to treat people's property like it is yours also.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to get a relationship going than after you've squashed your relationship, and then you try to get it back. You know what I mean? You do bad on somebody and try to get it back. It's not going to be a pretty thing. It's going to be tough.
Well, let me tell you a story. So we had a bunch of expos. We had 7 Get Prepared expos. And there was a guy who was talking about salvaging. And I blew a gasket when I heard about this. I heard about it after the fact. So he was teaching a seminar on salvaging. And here's what he said. And I'm paraphrasing. So things are really bad. And there's cars and trucks abandoned everywhere. And you see one of those Walmart, you know, tractor trailers that's, you know, been abandoned on the highway because it's gridlock. It's, you know, abandoned cars up and down the road. And you just go shopping. Go shopping at the Walmart tractor trailer that's been abandoned. And he called that salvaging. Now, to me, that's theft.
Yeah.
And I blew a gasket when I heard that, because I understand people are in need, but you just don't help yourself to stealing other people's things because circumstances force them to abandon them for a while. Now, even if you don't like the Chinese factory outlet, which I call Walmart, because it's mostly goods that are imported, right? Isn't that what Walmart is, Mike?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they have these goods from imported from all over Asia, and so, just even if you don't like the fact that we're not making things in the United States anymore and we're importing them, even if you don't like Walmart, even if you had a run-in with Walmart, doesn't mean that you have the license to go steal, correct?
Correct. Correct.
So what would you do in that? What would you do in that circumstance? Would you leave them a note saying that I saw you had a case of water and I only took one, and here's my name, and I hope to be back and compensate you for it on my way back, but I needed it right now because I would have died without it?
Yeah, that I would. Or, like I say, I carry a lot of gold and silver, and so I'd probably leave some silver or something because it's not. It's not how much, it's you're giving something. And I would rather they would be there and let me work use some of my skills and get it. I don't like losing, you know, you can only give out so much gold and silver. But skills, you can do it. And then you don't mind doing it. But like I say, you just don't take it. Like I say, I'm big on morals. And without that, it's going to be tough. So I live by my morals, and I expect it from others.
Mm-hmm. Mike, what's the next topic we're going to talk about during the next segment?
Well, let's go with the morals and how to use it.
Got it. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Mike, we were talking about morals and how to use them. Please share your thoughts with us about that.
Okay. I surround myself with people that I believe have good, strong morals. And the reason is when you're in a difficult situation, it's easy to do the wrong thing. But if you try to stay with doing the morally correct thing, it's a whole lot easier. And when you're surrounding yourself with people that's thinking like that, then they can verify that, do you give these people this food? We're going to be short of food later on. And so what is the proper thing to do? And it depends, is there children there or, there's lots of different things that could make a difference. So, but what the thing is, you can look at your part of your three-man militia, and now they won't have a problem if they're involved with giving that last bit of food away. Now, if you just take it upon yourself and just give it away, that might be another story. But if that's the morally proper thing, you can look at them if you've got a true relationship with them, and nobody will blink an eye, and then they know you just want to give it to them, we'll get some more. So that makes a big difference like that. And for me, if you were to stop me, even now, I can walk down the sidewalk, I first thing I'd look at, is this a moral person? And if they're a moral person, you know, hey, we can go on and talk, we can do our thing. But if it's already, you can see there's something wrong with them, you just avoid them, you know. And what I tell is if it's somebody, you're wanting to rob me, I verify you're trying to take my money. When I was on the road from Guatemala coming up here, a lot of times they stop you, the police or the military. Sometimes they'll want money. So then you say, wait a minute, are you robbing me? So in other words, you're verifying they're immoral. And then a lot of times they will withdraw their comment because they realize they're doing an immoral act. Now, if they really are going to do an immoral act, well, you have a moral responsibility, or at least I did, to pull my tomahawk out, and then the people realize that I'm not going to give them any money. So your morals will really help you get through difficult situations. And when you have strong moral people around you, it's easier to do things, get things accomplished. And like I say, after emergency situation happens, you're going to make mistakes, but they're going to be able to help you. That your friends that have the morals will verify, yeah, you did right. Because sometimes you're going to have to hurt people. You're not going to have law. You're not going to have police. You're not going to have judges. You're not going to have any of this. So you better fall back on your morals, because the morals is the one thing that, well, the United States were known to be a moral people. And so, but without the morals, then, you know, you're waiting for instruction, and that instruction may not be right. So you have to have strong morals. And it's funny, when I was younger, I would always look at the older people to see what I'm supposed to do. That's the elders, because the elders, they've tested their morals before. And so they know what is the right thing. And the younger people, same thing, I will ask them, well, what do you think is the right thing? And then I would see if they're going on the right track to strengthen their morals. Because when I'm out of the country, I don't know the laws. And so I depend on my morals on everything. And like I say, so I break a lot of laws, but I'm not a criminal, and I really don't do anything wrong other than break their laws. And it really makes a difference. Doing the right thing is a good thing.
Mike, can we come back after this break? Can we talk about drones, what your thoughts are, and are they coming to help us?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Drones. Yeah, and let's talk about our security team. After that, how about that? Drones.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On Capitol Hill, another Senate Judiciary Committee session's underway as the Republican majority on the panel is moving forward with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. However, Democrats are opposing it, saying there should be more investigation of sexual misconduct allegations made by several women against the nominee. Here's Senator Dianne Feinstein.
My colleagues are right that we should not rush the judgment, and it's not fair to assume Judge Kavanaugh is guilty without gathering the information. But it's equally unfair to have heard from a credible, poised, and brave witness and simply ignore what we heard and move forward immediately.
The panel now scheduled to vote at 1:30 Eastern on whether to send the nomination to the full Senate for a confirmation vote. And this is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
it's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Mike, I got a question from Mark the Spark in Pennsylvania, and he asked if you speak Chinese, and are you planning on teaching Chinese if you speak Chinese?
Okay. No, I just speak English only. Some people can pick up foreign languages. I don't. Like I say, I lived in Guatemala for 14 years. They speak Spanish. And I don't live around English-speaking expats or people like that. So it's really difficult for me. But I've got used to not using verbal communications. Remember, a lot of communications is visual. visual, the way somebody acts, their body language, this type of stuff. Really, I think most of the communications is done like that, especially with strangers. So I don't know, and I'm not, you know, I have nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mike, drones. You know, I am very concerned about drones, and I mentioned on the air that if I find a drone flying around our farm, you know, buzzing our house, I'm not going to think it's a friendly thing. I'm going to think we're going to be attacked. That's going to be my assumption, because I can't think of anything that a drone would be doing here to help me. Nothing. Do you have thoughts about
drones? Yeah,
I'd say
you're about right. I've got a whole fleet of these things, and that's because I learned by getting my hands dirty, and so I bought one, and I was learning how to work it, and then I bought another one, and it was easier to work because now I know what to look for, and then I got another one that's got a camera, and so it just I started working my way up. What I did learn is I don't have all the coordination to make it work. I haven't played video games near enough. But if you want to spend enough money on them, a lot of them are automatic. But you're absolutely correct about what you see. It can't be a good thing. Now, way we have our area set up is I don't want anybody to make contact with others, outside people. We have a meet and greet team that makes the contact. Now, the reason I have the drones is so we can look and we can see large numbers of people coming. Now, you're not going to, you know, small amounts of people, you won't. But like I say, the main thing is for us, it's a defensive item. But a lot of times they can use drones, like I say, to get a lay of the or get a look at the layout and, you know, do their reconnaissance. So you're right. There's nothing good about it. But the good thing about learning about them is you learn their limits. If we're talking about the small drones, you learn how far can they go. You can tell, you know, how good they are, and this will tell you, and then when you watch them, you'll be able to find out where they came from. And now, for us, it's a little different. When we get done using it, we'll land it in a place where we know we can see it. And so we're drawing you in, so we'll let you come over, now we can see you. But it doesn't make any difference, because like I say, we have more to go out, so... no, drones is not a good thing. It's kind of like starting a fire. Marines were known in Vietnam to start fires. And the reason we started fires is we were so overwhelmed, we would start a fire and start burning everything up. And so the good thing about a fire is who starts it. If we started it, it's good. If somebody else starts it, they're burning us out. And that's the same thing with the drone. When it's somebody else's drone, it's probably not going to be a good thing. If it's your drone, you learn how to do it correctly, and you can get more out of it by using it. But, yes, I'd be concerned, too, if somebody was using a drone on me.
But, okay. And how do we defeat them? We've got Kyle patiently waiting. Very quickly, how do we defeat drones?
Yes, like I say, you watch where they came from. And you look at that, and once now you have an idea where I'm talking about the small ones. You're talking about big military ones. That's a whole other world. We don't want to talk about that. But the smaller ones, you just look to see where they came from, and you'll have an idea because it's all around you. But if you came from the north, that really cuts down the view. All you got to do is get in position and watch, and you'll see what's happening. But the drone itself probably won't see you if you're by yourself or a group of three, unless you're moving around.
Okay. Kyle in Montana, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Mike, I feel like I know you almost. I've talked to Vince about you and all of the things and stuff. Or not all the things, but a lot of the stuff you've done. It's just amazing. But you've touched on this a couple of three times during this broadcast, and I'd kind of like you, if you would, to go into a little more detail. You're talking about a really bad situation, or say it's just that, you know, say there's a financial collapse or EMP or something along those lines, and you're having to deal with all kinds of people coming from every direction. How do you, and it's a little self-evident, but I would like more explanation on your thoughts. How do you determine quickly whether or not someone is a friend or foe or could be either?
Okay, good question. And that's the exact reason why I am where I am. And like I say, we've got natural barriers all around us. So everybody is bottlenecked in. And so they have to come over the bridges. That's the only ways you can get to our location. So you're bottlenecked in. Now, what we do on the one side of the bridge is that's our area. The other side of the bridge is their area. And we don't have to make a decision real quick. We have a meet-and-greet team. And that's why I don't let everybody talk to these people, because I'll tell you, it's heart-wrenching. You're talking about refugees. These people are coming through. And you don't know if they got diseases. You don't know if they're bad people. There's a lot of things you don't know. So what you do is you have them on that one side of the creek. And then from there, if it's nighttime, they have to stay there because nobody travels at night. We don't let anybody come through our area at night. In the daytime, we'll let them come on through, but not at night. But they have an area, really it's kind of secluded, where they can take care of their own security. And if they want to work a deal with us, then, like I say, they will talk to us and let the three men meet and greet and find out what skills they have, if they have needs. It's the same thing. They tell us what kind of needs they need and where they're willing to trade for those needs. But that's the way you do it. You keep them completely separated, and you don't allow everybody to talk to them, because it is tough. It really is. And you have to provide them, like we provide them with wood to burn. Though I say there's a river there, and it's open. It's an open area. And they can pretty much take care of their own security and get a good night's rest and all this. And we can make these decisions if they need help and stuff like that. We can make those decisions, but not under pressure. You don't want to do it under pressure. And we're not there to make friends. On the meet and greet thing, they just want to keep everybody moving. But that's why I picked this location. It is a defendable location. Did that answer your question?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it does for you. But what about out here, like where we are, you know, in this country, there's places that have natural barriers, but 95-plus or 98% probably of the area in this country is wide open, so to speak. I mean, you got hills, mountains, and stuff like that, but not enough to form a small natural barrier. Very, very rarely can you get to that. My question is kind of like if you're out here and you've got three or four or five families that are banded together, and still somebody could walk up the highway or walk up through the woods or something like that and show up right at your front doorstep. And I agree with you. You should not have the whole group talking to people because, you know, it just, you know, you're going to get too many opinions. And like you said, heart-wrenching things that's going to go on. And with the women in particular are going to be saying, you know, there ain't no way we can let these poor people go, you know. But it's like, I'm curious, is kind of, if you're out in a, you've got three, say you do have a meet and greet team of one or two or three people or four people, whatever, and you go out to meet people, or they show up right at your front door 40 yards from your house saying, hey, we need help. how are you going to, or is there things that the, is there ideas or scenarios or things you look for immediately that would tell you whether or not they're a good guy or a bad guy?
Okay, if you're talking about now, like there's no big emergencies and stuff like that, and where you're at, I'm thinking there's not all that many people. And that's the first thing I'm wondering is at night. So I'll tell you, nighttime really spooks me. And so if it's night, I would rather, here, we got a place out in the barn, you can stay out there. And then daytime, in the morning, we can get you taken care of if you're going to be helpful. After bad situations gets going, you don't want your people even close to where others are going to be because you don't want people just showing up. I've talked about when you're on a path in the woods, you don't get a clearing, and that's where you're going to camp. You get off of that path. You might make your fire on that clearing if you're going to use a fire, but you're not going to be close to that path. You're going to be away from it. Is that any better?
Kyle, we're going into a break. Did you want to hold through the break?
No, that's okay. I'll let you guys finish up there whichever way you're going. Thank you.
Great. Okay. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
That's USA Prepares instructor Kyle Harris in Montana. Mike and I will be right back, and Kyle brings up some very, very good points. There's a knock at the door. What do you do? We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mike Miles with us. Mike, do you think it's possible that you'll have some time to come back with us maybe in a week or so? Maybe next Friday or the Friday after?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So you think next Friday is good?
Yes.
Okay. So class, more of Mike Ma next Friday. Mike, so there's a knock at the door. Now, you and I have trained about a knock comes to the door and what to do. I'm not so sure we should talk about that on the air in specifics.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, let's kind of in general.
Okay.
And what it is, the first thing, a dog is very good, and a big dog is even better. The dog will notify you. A bigger dog will stand with you. And when you answer a door, you really need to have a gun in your hand. I still feel we live in a civilized society, but that doesn't mean I'm not prepared. And so I'll have the gun, and now also remember, I was in the convenience store when a gang come in to rob it. And the same thing, the first thing I did is drew my gun. Anytime there's a situation that I don't understand or don't know completely, I get my hand on my handgun and I draw it. I don't pull it out. I just pull it out of the holster. And then I figure out what's going on. And it's the same thing when I answer the door. I'll answer the door with one hand while the other hand is holding the gun, ready to respond. What you have to remember is, if bad people will come to your door when you're home and when you're not home. So if you act as if you're not home and don't answer the door, that could be even a worse situation. They'll knock on the door, ring the doorbell, and if there's no answer, bam, they've done kicked the door, they're in already. So I like to answer the door. And also that, when I'm prepared like that, that shows them, well, this doesn't look like an easy place.
And so they're going to look for someplace else if it's a bad person. And if it's a good person, like I say, it's easy enough. I've pulled it out of the holster. It's easy enough to slip it right back in, and no big deal. But like I say, now I'm in a civilized society. When it's not so civilized, then you have to remember there are tactics for getting into a house. That's why it's good to have a safe room, or not necessarily, you know, made just for that, but a place that can repel bullets. And now, see, we don't go to the door. There's a man and wife, and I'm living in the house with them. Nobody goes to the door unless all three of us are aware that the door is getting ready to get opened. And like I say, we have weapons where we can get to them. So, and besides, we're carrying them. So there's a lot of things you can do, but you just need to talk with the people in the house to make sure they all understand. And I wouldn't go outside to talk to people. A lot of times they do like that, but I wouldn't. I say, especially in the dark. In the dark, I wouldn't. In the daytime, I would. And it's politely. You just politely ask them, could you step off the porch? And then they could step back and off the porch. Then you can step out. But that just, if you can see what's around, you know what you're getting into. That's why at night I wouldn't do it, because you don't know what you're getting into. But yeah, there's methods of doing it, and I believe you need to answer the door when somebody's at the door.
Mike, I think one of the most significant points that you made today is about answering the door. And I think that when you said everybody knows that the door is going to be open before the door is open, you didn't say it exactly that way, but I believe that's what you meant. That means that there's overwatch. That means if something happens to the person who is answering the door, something worse is going to happen to the person who is knocking on the door, like 1 second later. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely correct.
So, Clive,
thank you for having me.
Hey, Mike, it's are you kidding? It's always wonderful having you on the air. So, class, think about how you're going to open the door and practice that with your family. Mike Mall will be next, back next Friday, 9 to 11, right here. Thanks so much.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.